To get the most out of a speed and distance device, you need to learn how to properly use it. What are 5 steps to remember before using the device?
So the 5 steps that Stephen McGregor and I recommend that you follow in getting started with your device. First, step number 1 is to read the user's manual. It's not something that many people enjoy doing, but it really is worth your while just to set aside a half hour, 45 minutes, whatever it takes, and just go through the user's manual. It'll save you some frustration in the long run if you do that as step number 1. Step number 2 is to just try on the device. Some speed and distance devices have multiple parts, for example, a wristwatch, a heart rate monitor strap, perhaps a GPS strap that is worn on the arm separately. Others have just 2 or 1 part. However many put them on, get comfortable with them, turn on the device, and just begin the process of getting used to what it feels like to have it on and how it functions. Step number 3 is just to use the device in a workout without any real expectations, without trying to get fancy with any of the advanced features or doing any of the analysis or planning or management type stuff that Stephen and I discuss in the book. It's just a matter of wearing it in a workout and, again, getting further accustomed to how the device works without any expectations. It takes a little time to get fully up to speed with these devices, so be patient. Step number 4 is to download data from your device on your computer. That's really where speed and distance devices begin to become powerful tools to improve your performance as a runner. It's not enough just to wear the device while you're working out, but you really want to download that captured data, and then you can start to analyze it on your computer using either the software that came with the device or aftermarket software such as Training Peaks. And then step number 5 is to explore your performance management software. You know, each manufacturer has their own software that comes with the device, and it's different. They have different features, different types of analysis. So it's a matter of just playing around with the software and taking your time. Don't expect to master every aspect of it the first go-around. Just, you know, maybe even just learn one new feature, one new type of analysis each time you analyze a workout. And those are the 5 steps to getting started with a speed and distance device.